السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين وصحبه الميامين ومن اتبعهم بإحسان إلى قيام يوم الدين. قوله عز من قائل: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. سورة الحجرات الآية 6. Thank you very much for this center and for the ulama who have invited me. Actually, there was a misconception. I'm usually being invited by the universities to talk and give researches. That's why I prepared a research and I wanted to present for you on the PowerPoint, for example. But of course, also allow me to have a small observation. I found that most, we have gained a lot from the speeches we heard, but there has been lots of repetitions, and we have seen that they are very much generalized. Probably we need to be also talking about every direction. And I've been told that it is about the media, the battle of the media. That's why I'll just take few minutes of your time to talk about how the media is being used to divide the Ummah of Islam. Actually, in a poll recently, it was said that around $3 billion are being spent over the sectarian satellite channels who are working day and night, 24 hours, to divide the Ummah. Believe it or not, there are 93 satellite channels, only on three satellites, Nilesat, Arabsat, and Hotbird, just 24 hours talking about particular thing and against the other sects. Unfortunately, not promoting their idea only, but attacking and inciting the other sects, and that's the danger. Why? Because today it is the day of TV. It's not the day of the books. Even the people will not go to the newspapers. They see the television, and one step forward they came. It is the internet. Nowadays, the work is being done by the intelligence departments of the West. Exactly, they are supporting these channels and putting these issues into small clips, giving it to the mobiles of the youngsters, of our youngsters. On their mobile, they are receiving these clips. And it over the Facebook and the Twitter, believe it or not, you will have all these being supported, you know, from here and there, either directly by the intelligence or indirectly. And you know how there was the fact that there has been lots of supporting of these channels from here and there. Unfortunately, this is going on, and we wouldn't have many of the satellite channels who talk about the unity. Yes, we talk in these conferences, but it's not being conveyed, especially to the youngsters, to al-shabab wa al-nashi'a, the new generation. We have to talk to them. Yes, now you will have all these channels being directed especially to the on the youngsters. Where would the money come? You would see lots of channels here in UK from different sects, from Sunnis, from Shias, and they are being supported by very ambiguous sources, and some of them that are the intelligence sources. you will have, for example, one satellite TV. I refer to the sect where I belong, the Shia. Fadak TV, for example, is inciting hatred against the Sunnis. And there has been a lawsuit against the satellite channel. But the government, you know, will overlook. The Ofcom will overlook this. And then you will find out that some sources come from within the system to these space channels. Also, the satellite channel Al-Hikma now is operating from here, from Belushi or whoever is doing that. This is why you will have we have to stand up and see how we can get all this nice talk to the public. Yes, we have how many we are here? 50 people, almost 50 people. What will happen? From time to time, people will get together and talk. The ulama will talk. But we have to give it to the others through the Jum'ah prayer speeches, through our channels. We have to develop different channels. We have to make issues which will go to the mobiles of the youngsters, to the people, to the women, as we can have. Of course, because the people will believe in whatever they receive. There was a poll by University of Los Angeles in California just a few months ago. It said that they made a poll in calling like 10,000 Saudis in Saudi Arabia. The Saudis said 83% of them said that whatever the channels are giving us is exactly true. This is the problem. They of course called the Lebanese, and only 23% of them thought that it was true. I will not take much of your time. Actually, I have prepared something. Probably, I will publish it somewhere. But I'll have six small, very to the point recommendations. First of all, we need to have at least in UK a space channel, a satellite channel that will talk about unity day and night, and convey all these nice talks, and also directed to the public, to the mass of the Muslim world. Secondly, the second recommendation, we need to promote that the good and peaceful living together between Shias and Sunnis will be for the favor of Shias and Sunnis, will be making their lives happier, the lives of their next generations happier, and it will make the enemies of Islam sad. We have to promote. Thirdly, we need to have, if possible, someone was telling me that there are at least 40 something offices of the Islamic channels here in UK. At least between them, or majority of them, they need to come together. They need to be invited, probably by scholars, by ulama, to convene and sign something called the Charter of Honor. Charter of Honor, that you have to promote good things, not promote hatred. Number four, we here in the UK, all of us can do. We have, every one of us, we can just write to our MPs. Write to our MPs and ask them to go for a legislation which will prohibit the hatred calls of the channels. Number five, we need to file conveniently between Shias and Sunnis together, file a lawsuit against the satellite channels who are promoting hatred in the UK. And that is easy. We have lots of lawyers from all sects. Just get them together and let them file strong suits, and we have to follow up until they, and of course, we have to see where the money is coming from, and of course, it is there. There has been researches, and it's there. And we have to make it public that these are supporting the hatred calling channels. These are a few things just I wanted to share from my paper. And I know that everyone who has left their jobs and came here wants unity between Muslims. The powerful Ummah of Islam as one, Bunyanun Marsus. But of course, it's not talking. Excuse me, it's not only talking. We have to put them to action. And I have presented some recommendations which probably this meeting can take or leave. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may guide us to the way of making us united, inshallah, to the victory of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.